we're talking to you. Not Manus Island, not Nauru. Hey, Tanya, we're talking to you. Not Manus Island, not Nauru.
The federal government reopened offshore processing facilities just over 3 months ago, and already critics are fuming.
So we're here to call on Tanya Plibersek, who's the health minister, to use her public influence as a cabinet member of the Gillard government to speak out publicly to change the way that the government is treating asylum seekers and to actually put into action the humanitarian values which she's very quick to appeal to but which she's so far done nothing to act on.
Nick Reamer, spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, led a protest that condemned the practice as inhumane. He says it's Labor's duty to act.
This is very much a health issue. It's a life and death issue. Tanya Plibersek, any Labor MP who sees themselves as committed to the creation of a better world and to the defence of the vulnerable should be trying to do something immediately to reverse the government's direction.
Dominique Sharab is a member of the Refugee Action Coalition.
I think it's deplorable that our government is sending people out of sight, out of mind, as if this is a solution to the refugee crisis.
She says acts such as hunger strikes should demonstrate the lengths to which some people will go to enter Australia.
It's miserable conditions, sending these people quite literally insane, pushing them to the sort of position that they feel the only way to get their message across about the devastation and, absolute traumatic experiences that they've had is to starve themselves to death.
Shame, Labor, shame! Shame, Labor, shame! Shame, Labor, shame!
It's been a big week in the asylum seeker debate. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen announced that temporary bridging visas would be granted to some refugees. He also announced that hundreds of Sri Lankans had been returned to their home country.
A short time ago, a Royal Australian Air Force KC-30 aircraft left Darwin for Colombo, carrying 100 Sri Lankan returnees. This brings the total number of involuntary Sri Lankan returnees in recent weeks to 426, and the total number of people who've returned to Sri Lanka either voluntarily or involuntarily since August the 13th to 525.
Immigration Minister Chris Bowen conceded that claims for asylum could take up to 5 years to process.
I'm concerned about the welfare of all asylum seekers. Let me answer your question. Those who come to Australia by boat and those who don't come to Australia by boat. I've said repeatedly that the no advantage test will mean that people will wait for a very substantial period. Could it be 5 years? Yes, it could.
As the federal government toughened its stance, so did the federal opposition. Opposition leader Tony Abbott announced that, if elected, he would save more than $1 billion by decreasing the amount of refugees Australia takes by 6,000.
A coalition government would reverse the current government's increase in the refugee and humanitarian component of our immigration program to 20,000 and beyond. We would reverse this increase, and in so doing, we would save, on the government's own figures, some $1.3 billion over the forward estimates period. This is the wrong time and the wrong signal that the government is sending to the people smugglers by increasing the refugee and humanitarian intake. We can't afford it. It's as simple as that.
The Refugee Action Coalition says an effective solution to the asylum seeker crisis doesn't involve offshore processing. According to Nick Reamer, the solution lies in community integration.
The solution, insofar as Australia is concerned, would be simply to do what other Western nations do, which is to let asylum seekers live in the community and work while their claims are processed. That's all that they ask to do. That'd be the humane solution, and it'd also be one which would be far, far less of a burden on taxpayers than the grotesquely expensive and wasteful arrangements that the government has put in place and that the opposition want to make worse.